Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Becky Robinson, tattoos, and dating a girl. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Oh, how can I get you off of my mind when I can't get you off of my face? How can I get you out of my hair when I can't get you out of my place? I can't get over you while you're under me. Babe, I need a lot more space. So how can I get you off of my mind when I can't get you off of my face? Oh, and then you remember this big one. Oh, get your tongue out of my mouth, girl. I'm kissing you goodbye. I'll be heading south, girl, on anything that flies. Because I just found out, girl, about all your other guys. So get your tongue out of my mouth, girl, because I'm kissing you goodbye. There's a bunch of them there.
That's fabulous.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Yeah.
There's Jess Hooker.
Hey.
She brought in some pasta salad, Tom, if you had it.
Oh.
That's amazing. There's Ace Cosby.
Howdy.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom, and we also have a special guest.
She is Becky Robinson, comedian. She is also known as the Entitled Housewife. She is on the Heavy Pour Tour. Do you or any of your characters have any tattoos?
Yeah, Patty DuPont. Patty will kick off the show. She used to be head of security for Bruno Mars.
Did she?
Yeah. Right. Until she got a little frisky in the green room.
Oh. You know,
apparently in entertainment, only men can be predators.
Oh, is that right, Patty? Patty, how long were you?
The thing is, the hand brace kind of works for Patty.
Yeah.
So she comes out in her khaki shorts and her security and her DeWalt belt. Oh, nice. Patty has seen some...
Yeah. Oh, she's seen some stuff, has she? Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be back momentarily. There we go. I have a question, though.
Yeah?
What happened?
We were talking. No, I was asking about tattoos. You are tattoo-free?
Yeah, well, I've got one little smiley face here, but it's...
Where?
He can't... Yeah, it's fading.
Your middle finger,
you know,
there?
A six-year-old... It's on my middle finger, yeah. A six-year-old came up to me and she goes... Is it fading because you're not happy all the time? Oh, I was like, you intuitive little monster.
Like, she nailed it.
Of course, yeah. The same six-year-old that came up to me and my girlfriend looked at me and was like, so are you like the husband? Yes, I am.
My interpretation of that is really crude. I can't believe it.
Why
the middle finger was
right,
fading.
Right.
Oh,
finger tattoos do fade. I had two, and they faded enough that I went ahead and had them removed. But I had a Fu Manchu, so that when
you held
your fingers up, yeah.
Explain that again. So, in other words, you had the.
So I had the one side of a mustache, a Fu Manchu on this finger, and then the other side, and then
so
when
hold
I
hold
it up, yeah, it would look like a Fu Manchu.
And did that ever get you forward in life in any way at all?
No, not at all.
Like a free drink, maybe?
No, none of those. Not even a free drink. No. Not even a laugh.
Never made one person smile.
Yeah.
Much
you see that chick over there? You go ask her about her Fu Manchu. It's hilarious.
No.
Maybe try one of those little rub-on ones.
Yeah, now they have the fake mustache tattoos you can put on your face.
Pretty much get a Sharpie. It doesn't require a lot of artistic skill, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting a hand tattoo during a pandemic was a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Because of all the hand washing. I mean, now I can't. I can't wash my hands with this thing, so I'm just kind of like...
We should explain you have a cast on.
I don't mean it to look like that, but you know...
Now, am I correct in saying you are having most of your tattoos removed?
Yeah, I have a full sleeve on my left arm right now.
And they're taking it all off?
Taking it all
off. Oh my gosh, Jess.
Yeah.
Stings?
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts just as bad as getting the tattoos, but it only lasts about 15 minutes, so it's shorter... But it's a lot more painful.
Do you have to like lie down with a laser around? Is it?
So they ice your entire arm for a little bit.
Oh, so you feel like Sandy Koufax?
Oh. Probably.
That's relatable.
I have no idea who Sandy. Koufax.
Sandy Koufax invented having your arm iced.
I have no idea.
So
that's
a lie.
He's a famous pitcher.
Well, then why did you say that?
One of the greatest left-handers of all time.
Gotcha. Yeah, so they ice you for about 20 minutes, and then they go in with a laser. But they also have a handheld blower that they use to blow cold air on the laser as
that,
they...
We can get you to press a handheld blower.
Yeah, yeah. That pricked my ears up.
Do they have a, I have a question. Can you ever go to the mall? Do they have like a, you know, they have those starving artist shows?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do they ever have like starving tattoo artist things?
I think those are in jail.
Less talented at tattoo.
So does it totally remove or is there just
it
like
will, but
paints?
It takes, no, it, she, they say, they claim that when it's all done in 3 years, that you will not be able to see that I had any tattoo at all.
3 years?
It takes 3 years. You go every 6 weeks for 3 years.
So when you go in the sun, are you doing the tape to cover it up?
Yeah, you do the athletic tape or like a sleeve, one of those things. Yeah,
why'd you get it in the first place?
I don't know, because I was sad and needed attention, Josh.
All right,
you
want
to go down that road?
Yes.
This sounds like fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how this show ends.
Can I ask a semi-personal question?
Absolutely.
Does your significant other have a tattoo?
No. Okay. She never dyed her hair. She's just pure. It's annoying, you know? She's vegan that. And gluten-free, and I'm fun.
And happy.
Polar opposite.
Yeah.
Very much polar opposite.
Okay, good.
It's been frightening from the jump.
Okay. When did you jump? May I ask that question?
Right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Assuming you were on the other team, and then...
We both were on the other team until we met.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are the two fellas hooked up now, or just by chance?
Well, at the time we met, she was dating a guy named Paris, and I was dating a guy named Geppetto.
Geppetto?
Oh, really just scraped from the bottom of the barrel.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Paris and Geppetto?
Yeah, you guys were meant for each other.
You cannot make that up.
Paris and Geppetto sounds like a new Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Pixar.
I
want to
be a real boy.
Okay.
Come to Paris, Geppetto.
We sort of met, and she was like, I think we should communicate through everything. And I was like, I think we should buy some hardware first and just be certain that this is the right choice.
Right.
And, you know, the first night she stayed at my house, I was so scared. I had probably 3 bottles of wine. She goes to sleep in my bed, and I open spot. Like, what music do you put on for a woman? You know, with men, I would always put on, like, a little DMX.
That makes sense.
Right? And I'd be like... Beck's gonna give it to you. She's gonna give it to you. But with a woman, it's like, you know, she's tender. So I opened Spotify and I swear to God, I just typed in lesbian.
I bet there are a bunch of playlists.
There are, but the first song I played, it was like, you know, our first kiss was, I think, to that. You remember that song? It's like, all the things she said running through my head.
I don't know that.
Yes. Turn it off.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
Huh.
So they have a very specific playlist for all kinds of...
Yeah, for sure.
You old romantic, you.
Because people on there create their own playlists and then submit, share them.
Right.
And they use words to title it. So like sitting on the dock. And it'll be songs that are good for when you're sitting on a dock or something. I know what you're thinking, Pat.
Sitting
on a
roof.
That's what he was thinking.
Danced around it.
Yeah.
Breaking the dock.
That happens. Every now and then you'll break a dock.
Really?
Well, usually reverse cowgirl will.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Josh is sort of my tour guide to the world of pornographic cinema.
Because I admit to watching it, so everybody thinks I'm a porn freak because I have no problem talking about it.
But aren't you a porn freak?
Well, that goes without saying. Yeah.
Josh can talk about the directors. Well, of course, you've seen the new Sam Fuller piece.
Well, I may have...
backside drama.
I certainly share some philosophies with Johnny Darko and his films.
That's a director?
Yeah, a fine one. And let me tell you, the mise background scene of his his latest film, Face Invaders.
Okay.
Really,
is he a plot guy or an action guy?
Justin just gets right to him.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? Terrific. Let's go.
His camera worker, he developed the optically correct phallus for his movie Inside Out. Inside Out.
Barry Orson Welles.
Okay, sorry.
Well, on that kind of vein, the private jet formerly owned by Hustler founder Larry Flint is up for sale.
Really?
Sort of. It's black and gold and sitting in a hangar in Florida on a stack of tires.
I imagine it has a ramp.
Ozzy.
Is it fit to fly?
Well, let me get there. Ozzy Saez, operator of Aero Salvage Design, listed the 2006 Gulfstream G5 on Facebook Marketplace earlier this month for $18,000.
That seems
cheap.
Yeah, there's no way that's Arab.
Yeah.
The original sticker price would have been around $35 million, but this particular jet...
You know, they say, once you drop it off the lot.
That's quite a saving.
Well, Chick, it's missing its Rolls-Royce engines, wings, landing gear, windshield, and custom interior.
Yeah, those
so there's just a frame.
Yeah, it's a fixture up.
Okay. I'll say,
No interior, you said.
I remember flying this winter when I was going on a ski trip. They had to de-ice the plane. Did they have something to spray it down to de-sperm this thing?
No kidding. Yeah. It's got to be a layer in there. Gross.
A layer.
Just a layer of spermy soot.
Entitled. Will you behave yourself?
I can't. I've had a full Celsius. It's popping over here.
Okay. Very good.
And a watch said to have belonged to Adolf Hitler has sold for $1.1 million at auction.
Really?
According to the BBC.
You got to know the right time.
You sure do. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if it wasn't a watch, it's a Reich time for beer or something instead of a
dime. Oh, gosh. According to the BBC, the controversial sale involved a timepiece that features
Mickey Mouse. There are rumors, you see.
Yes.
He's a fun loving.
That's not very helpful.
What else would you think it would feature?
I'm sure
he
That's it. A swastika and AH engraved on it.
No, the watch. It's called a swatch-sticka.
Now, they're not the hands, are they?
It sold to an anonymous bidder, falling short of its $2 to $4 million estimate.
The initials right. It's AH.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Alexander Historical Auction said the watch was taken from Hitler's mountain retreat. Was it Berghof? When it had been stormed by French soldiers in 1945. The auction house told German media that its aim was to preserve history.
Yikes. What did it go for?
$1.1 million.
It did sell.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it would have gone for $1.9 million.
How much was it?
$1.9 million.
That's what I thought.
I know they were trying to sell his mustache trimmer. I heard that.
They were. Very rare now.
It was weird that I just see the video of the auction.
No,
the guy that won it, when he bid, he put his arm like this, kind of at an angle. It's very straight. Really, totally inappropriate.
Yikes.
Okay, sorry.
Boy, oh boy.
My fault.
A New Jersey couple have discovered cash dating back to the Great Depression in their front yard. WPVI.
News about old money.
Reports that Richard Gilson was excavating the front yard of his Jersey Shore home when he hit glass. He initially thought they were root balls, but upon closer inspection, he realized it was actually $1,000 wrapped in burlap. He found a total of two rolls of bills, each worth $1,000, dating back to 1934.
Wow.
That's
kind of
sad.
Yeah.
Are those still legal tender, or do you have to...
I would think.
They may be even worth more in the collector market or something.
Yeah.
Depends. Yeah, we'll get to that. He found a total of, though Richard initially suspected a nefarious origin, he later learned the property was owned by James Dempsey at the time. Dempsey's granddaughter explained her grandfather told her mom to bury the money somewhere in the front yard. The family was then unable to find it later. Richard said he had no intention of spending the money. His wife, Suzanne, said when we looked it up, the value of $2,000 back in 1934 is about $40,000.
Well, that's not, all right.
But, I mean, it's the Depression.
Sure.
So, if you say to some idiot, hey, go bury this. This is worth $40,000. market.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
God, what an idiot. That is so sad. They probably were desperate for the money. So what are they going to do with it?
I don't know. He says they're not going to spend it. I guess they're going to just keep it.
Are they going to give it to the people who used to live there?
Maybe.
What
maybe
is a root family?
Ball?
Bulb, from, I think.
Bulb. Root bulb. Ball. Like,
oh, ball. A root ball?
Root.
Yeah, a root ball.
Yeah, that's where you get root beer. They squeeze them and comes up.
It's underneath the tree. The root.
I'm just saying, if you were going to go bury $40,000 in your backyard, wouldn't you, you know, put one of your pink flamingos over it so you remember where you put it?
Well, then everybody else will know where you put it.
But it sounds like
he stole your money.
It sounds like he told his daughter to do it. She could have been a kid.
Right.
She didn't mark it. That's
smart.
His fault.
Good move. Well, I asked my 6-year old.
You know, I think the last thing that whoever found the story was anger.
Yeah. Yeah, they really they didn't expect.
Oh, I forgot.
Son of a bitch, just dig him up and beat
what a dumbass. I forgot. Nothing spends more than sad money. Oh, here's some guy that desperately needed this during the Depression. Let's go have happy times with it.
Maybe they didn't need it. That's why they buried it.
No.
That's why he said he didn't want to spend the money.
You ever think of that?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
All right, well.
An Austrian woman.
I don't trust those banks. That's. I'll tell you what. We're
well,
gonna
of course not. Not during the Depression.
We're going to bury this money. Last thing I do, I got to go work on my invention. I'm trying to develop spray preparation H. That'll teach them. Tommy's.
An Austrian woman returning home from Croatia discovered some very unwelcome stowaways in her luggage.
Snakes?
She was unpacking her bag, Josh, when she discovered not snakes.
Mice.
A mother scorpion and her 17 babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Here I am, rocking like a hurricane.
Oh, I've already played that. Sorry.
Poor, so she's a single mom? 17 miles to feed?
Yeah.
Poor scorpion.
The scorpions were secured and turned over to an animal welfare organization.
Secured or stepped on?
Yeah.
They intend to return the scorpion family to the wild in their home country, according to the story.
Lucky according she didn't to the- whip on, you know, put on her underwear and she's got scorpion babies in there.
She could have been pinched.
Well, the good news is there are approximately 2,000 known species of scorpions, according to National Geographic. But
that's not true.
Only 40 are venomous enough to kill humans.
I don't know about that.
Would you put on 17 scorpions in your underwear and do this show?
No.
Yeah, you're so smart. What's the answer?
How about you, Becky?
If they
absolutely,
you're your girlfriend for this.
If they were to, if you were to bring in a scorpion and I had to put it on my arm or something, I would do it.
What show was that where they did that to people? They made them
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
They just did it on Jackass too. I think.
Yeah.
They had them bite the lip.
Yes.
It would get swollen.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
In place of a lip plumper.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have 3 monkeys. I want you to pick one, see if you get the pox.
The pox! We've loaded one of these monkeys with the pox.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.